Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something pretty significant, that cyber attack on South African Airways, SAA.
Yeah, it's definitely more than just another headline. This really touches on, you know, how we secure vital infrastructure in this digital age.
Absolutely. Yeah. SAA being the national airline, it's critical.
It makes this attack really stand out for sure.
And for you listening, what we want to do here is basically break down what happened, how SAA handled it, and maybe what the bigger picture is for cybersecurity.
Think of it as getting the key insights on digital resilience without needing a PhD in computer science. We're relying on the reports about this SAA incident.
Right. Our mission, really, is to pull out the important bits, the insights, so you get a clear idea of the event and why, frankly, it matters to all of us.
Let's dive in, then.
Okay, so when did this actually go down?
It kicked off on the morning of Saturday, May 3rd. And like we said, it wasn't just a surface scratch.
No. What exactly got hit?
Well, the reports indicate their main website, the SAA mobile app, the one people use for bookings and check-ins and, crucially, some key internal systems, too.
Internal systems. Like what?
Things like logistics and flight management systems. So pretty central to their operation.
Okay, that sounds quite widespread. But I heard they caught it quickly.
That's one of the key takeaways so far. The detection seems to have been swift.
Which suggests they had good monitoring in place.
It certainly points that way. Having systems that flag unusual activity quickly is, well, it's half the battle sometimes.
Well, alarm bells ringing. What was SAA's first move?
It looks like they activated their pre-established plans, business continuity, disaster response, stuff they hopefully had ready to go.
Like a fire drill, but for cyber attacks.
Exactly. Having those plans worked out before something happens is absolutely vital. It stops the panic and gives clear steps.
And did it work? How fast did they contain it?
Reports suggest they got a handle on the immediate threat within just a few hours, which is pretty impressive timing, honestly.
Few hours? That's fast. And getting things back online.
Even better, they apparently restored the Essential Platform's website app, presumably by the end of that same day, Saturday.
Wow. So minimizing disruption was key.
Definitely. Quick recovery is crucial for customer confidence and, well, just keeping the business running.
And things like call centers, ticket offices.
Yeah.
They kept going.
Yeah, those key customer touch points remained operational, which is good. Shows some resilience in their overall service design.
And the big one, flights.
Mm-hmm.
Any impact there?
Crucially, no. Flight operations continued without interruption. That's a major positive, avoiding that kind of chaos.
Okay, so they stabilized things. Then comes the big question. How did this happen? Who did it?
Precisely. The next step was kicking off a proper investigation. SAA brought in independent digital forensics experts.
Outside specialists. Makes sense.
Yeah, you need that impartial, deep technical expertise.
What are those experts trying to find out?
Their main job is to pinpoint exactly how the attackers broke in the vulnerability, the method used, then figure out the full extent of the breach, like how far did they get? What did they access?
And trying to confirm if it was, you know, organized cybercrime from outside.
That's part of it too, yes. Trying to attribute the attack, if possible, or at least understand the motive.
Is that investigation finished yet?
No, the latest is that the forensic review is still ongoing. These things take time, you know? You have to be thorough.
Like putting together a very complex digital jigsaw puzzle.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, okay.
The other huge concern is always data. Customer information, flight details, any word on data loss.
So far, SAA hasn't actually confirmed any data loss, which is, you know, potentially very good news.
But it's still early days with the investigation ongoing.
Exactly. We need to wait for the final findings. But SAA has publicly committed to transparency.
Meaning they'll tell people if data was compromised.
That's what they've stated. They've said they will notify affected parties if the investigation confirms a breach of personal information.
And they have legal obligations here too, right? Under POPIA.
Absolutely. The Protection of Personal Information Act mandates certain actions, including notification if personal data is breached. They're liaising with the information regulator and law enforcement as required.
We also saw a statement from the group CEO, John LaMola. What was the main message there?
It was largely about reassurance, I think. He stressed that core operations weren't affected. That's key for calming nerves.
Right. Keep the planes flying. Keep the business going.
Exactly. And he also committed SAA to strengthening their cybersecurity defenses moving forward and promised a comprehensive and transparent investigation. Standard but important leadership cons in a crisis.
Now, SAA isn't just any company. It's the national airline. Does that change how they have to handle this legally?
It does. SAA is designated as a national key point under South African law.
What does that mean, practically speaking?
It means they have specific heightened security responsibilities and reporting obligations, especially for incidents like this. They had to formally report the attack to the state security agency and the South African police service.
Okay, so extra layers of official reporting involved.
Yes. Plus the notification to the information regulator under POPIA, as we mentioned, it underscores the need for them to act, you know, lawfully and transparently, given their status.
Now, you mentioned earlier this isn't happening in a vacuum. This SIA attack, it feels like part of a bigger pattern in South Africa.
That's a really important point, yes. It seems to be part of a growing and concerning trend. We've seen several other significant cyber incidents recently.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, there was the MTN group, the big mobile operator. They reported unauthorized access to some customer data.
Okay.
The South African Weather Service had an operational breach. Even one of the country's largest chicken producers got hit.
A chicken producer. Wow. Okay.
And also, a medical tech firm, Masimo Corporation, which has manufacturing in South Africa, faced an attack that impacted their production.
So it's hitting diverse sectors. Teleco, government services, food, medical tech.
Exactly. It suggests systemic vulnerabilities might exist across different industries and that the attackers are, well, quite sophisticated and active.
It paints a worrying picture of the overall cyber threat landscape there.
It certainly does. It's not just opportunistic attacks anymore. It seems more targeted.
So let's pivot this back to listener. Based on what happened at SAA and this wider trend, what are the key lessons for other organizations or even for us as individuals?
I think there are a few really critical takeaways. First off, preparedness. It sounds obvious, but having robust, tested disaster recovery and incident response plans isn't a nice to have. It's absolutely fundamental.
You can't just write a plan and stick it on a shelf.
Precisely. It needs to be a living document, something people actually know how to execute. Second, basic cyber hygiene. Regular software updates, patching known vulnerabilities, network monitoring. The fundamentals still matter a lot.
And it's not just about the tech, is it? The human element.
Oh, absolutely. Employee training is huge. Your people are often the first line of defense spotting phishing emails, reporting suspicious activity. They need to be empowered and aware.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Getting external eyes on your security third-party audits or assessments can be really valuable. They spot things you might miss internally. And finally, transparency.
Like SAA is aiming for now.
Exactly. When things go wrong, open communication builds trust, even if the news isn't great. Hiding things usually backfires. The overarching lesson, no one is immune. Not big airlines, not small businesses.
It really drives home the point.
Yeah.
And while we aren't here to push specific solutions, this whole situation does make you think about where organizations can turn for help.
Right, definitely. The complexity and frequency of these attacks highlight the growing need for trusted cybersecurity partners.
And what kind of help can those partners typically provide, generally speaking?
Well, they can assist across the board, really. Things like proactive threat hunting, actively looking for trouble before it finds you, helping build and test those incident response plans we talked about, conducting deep security assessments to find the weak spots, providing that crucial employee training, helping navigate all the compliance rules like POPIA.
And integrating the right tool.
Yeah, bringing in advanced security technologies and making sure they work together effectively to create, you know, layers of defense.
Okay, so to wrap this up then, if we boil down this whole SAA incident, what are the absolute key takeaways?
I'd say, one, SAA faced a serious cyber attack. Two, their initial response seems to have been quick and effective, crucially protecting flight operations. Three, a thorough investigation is underway with a commitment to transparency, especially regarding data. And four, this isn't isolated. It reflects broader, serious cybersecurity challenges in South Africa.
Right, which leads us to a final thought for you, listening. Mm. Given how common these attacks are becoming and how sophisticated, what are the really critical steps you should be thinking about, whether it's for your own digital life or maybe for your workplace, to improve that cyber resilience?
Yeah, what questions does this raise for you about the security of the systems you rely on every single day? It's definitely food for thought in our connected world.
Absolutely. Thanks for diving deep with us today.